Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. Once again, and those who have listened before, and those who are new to the program, a big hearty welcome to you. And welcome to a brand new month of August. I know many people say this, but I cannot believe that we are going into the end, those fall months soon. And with a new moon and a new month comes a brand new theme of topics for Angel Healing House Radio, with today's topic being entitled The Keys to Spiritual Knowledge, as we are going to be speaking about that topic all month. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that although we may not have realized it, each one of us on the planet, doesn't matter who we are, we've been in a marathon. Unbeknownst to many was that this marathon was of increasing the light and the love quotient on the planet. And it's been going on for a very, very long time. Now, they want to make it very clear that not all of us hopped on board the train of enlightenment and ascension at the same time, as everyone's awakening to their higher purpose came to them in perfect divine timing. Now, during that time, the New Age movement sprung up, which saw volumes of information, books on every aspect of spiritual knowledge. In fact, it seemed like the metaphysical New Age sections of bookstores like Barnes and Noble and the now defunct Borders bookstores, I don't know if any of you remember Borders bookstores, they kept expanding and growing ever larger, their metaphysical sections every year. Topics that were red hot, let's say within the last at least 10 to 15 years, were books on, well, remember, quantum physics and the importance of energy. How about living in the present moment, the laws of attraction? And one that is very close to my heart, as always, there were lots and lots of books that came out about angels. With the arrival of personal computers, this spiritual knowledge was made available to many more on the planet, and the wisdom was often delivered to us in the form of inspirational daily quotes. Many people got on board with their websites, and they posted daily quotes. Now, these quotes, well, they didn't teach us anything new, as this spiritual knowledge had been around since time began, and even before then, but the quotes helped us to reconnect with our ancient wisdom and were just as relevant in today's world as the information was back when that famous person said that quote. Let's go for one. For instance, Aristotle said, "Happiness depends on ourselves." Well, this was relevant when Aristotle lived in 384 to 322 BC, and it's just as relevant today. Happiness depends on ourselves. It doesn't depend on when we get that job, when we get our teeth fixed, unless your teeth hurt. I'm talking about like cosmetic dentistry. It doesn't depend on anything external. It always depends on what's inside. So, because this is just as relevant today, because happiness is a choice, of course. Happiness is now for happiness's sake. Whether we choose to make being happy dependent again on something other than our happiness by hanging our joy on an experience or someone doing something, perhaps, it's just a matter of our free will and the perception that we choose to believe in. Now, another person who was quoted all the time was Jesus. Jesus said, "What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." By the way, the Posse of Angels are saying that people usually don't receive when they pray, because they're not open to receive. Most people spend much of their time putting their focus on doubt, lack, scarcity, worry, on things that they do not have, or they put their emphasis on why things will not work out for them. With energy and focus on lack, it takes away from us being grateful for exactly what we do have, which then makes us even more closed down to receiving. Let's hear a wise quote from a gentleman by the name of Siddhartha Gautama. The name's not familiar to you? Oh, some of you may know this person better as Buddha. Buddha said, "All that we are is the result of what we've done and thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become." Again, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become. Now, all three of these men emphasized, Aristotle, Jesus, and Buddha, that the kingdom of God, heaven if you want to call it, our peace, love, joy, harmony, unity, these things can all be found within. And for us to look no further than to our divine eternal natures within us all. Okay, that sounds pretty simple, the idea and subject of the importance of putting all of our focus and attention on staying in that divine presence took on a life of its own. This tidal wave of books about quantum physics and the laws of cause and effect and the importance and power of energy, well, they flooded the collective consciousness. Once this concept was understood, it was paramount to live solely in the present moment, or as I've always called it, the nanosecond of the now. And the reason it's the importance to stay in the nanosecond of the now is to access this unlimited, powerful energy surge, which is available to all of us. You know, those I've often said that if those people that are worrying, or those people that are replaying anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, not forgiving, all of these things, then they are being triggered by the past. It is stealing the magic of the present moment. And if you find yourself worrying, stressing, controlling, and forcing in order to have some expectation fulfilled about the future, then you're not creating consciously. Well, you might be consciously creating worry and more doubt and more fear, but you're not consciously creating a future which is positive and optimistic and is a future that you want to be realized. Let's go back to Buddha. Buddha also said, do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. Okay, by doing so, whatever you desire must manifest, but only if your energies are a direct match with the high frequency energies of the universe. And if we drop again all expectation and attachment and are open to receiving in God's way, in the universe's way. In my previous radio programs, How to Connect to Angels, we spoke about ways in which to increase our energetic frequency to be aligned with the universe. And by the way, you can listen to all my archive shows by going to my host page on Transformation Talk Radio, and you can see all the archive shows there with the different topics. You can listen to them at any time and any day. Now, another person with a very important quote was Henry David Thoreau. He said, if any man will hold a picture in his mind of doing what he wants to do and will sustain that mental picture, the God power will develop it and bring it to pass. Richard Wiseman added that luck is not a magical ability or a gift from the gods. Instead, it's a way of thinking and behaving. If luck means being in the right place at the right time, then being in the right place at the right time is actually all about being in the right state of energy or vibration. And probably Henry Ford said it most succinctly, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. So once we have firstly connected with our divine within, and I've often spoken about our divine eternal natures, meaning this unlimited, unbounded potential, and then we've harnessed all our energies, we're choosing to live in the present moment, then we can access our enormous power of imagination and our wealth of curiosity and our wealth of creativity. People live quiet lives of desperation, not because of the circumstances that they've created through their lack of faith and lowered vibrational frequencies, but because they choose to minimize the importance of their dreams, and they restrict and constrict their wishes, and they don't take inspired action toward making them a reality, which greatly diminishes the miraculous potential and quality that our lives can take on. Joseph Murphy said, the law is that whatever you imagine and feel to be true, that's the key. Feel it, not just think it. Feel it to be true in your heart. That sinks into your subconscious mind, which in turn brings it to physical manifestation. It brings it to pass. Albert Einstein agreed with him when he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Period. End. And the posse of angels are reminding us that our subconscious cannot tell the difference between reality and fantasy. So you might as well dream, and you might as well dream big and dream often. Years ago, when I began to write books, I would repeatedly say aloud, and I would feel the exhilaration of what it would feel like to be a number one best-selling author. I used to repeat this all the time. I am a number one best-selling author. And in 2017, both my books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I'll just remind everyone what that cover looks like. One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and its sequel, the I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Arielle. In 2017, after saying I am a number one best-selling author, both of those books went number one internationally on Amazon in the USA, the UK, Canada, Germany, and Australia. How about this quote by Neil Donald Walsh, which kind of sums what we've been talking about? Each prayer, every thought, every statement, every feeling is creative. You were created by the divine in that reflection to create, not to react. Creation is the highest form of divinity and actually is your birthright. Truth is, you're creating all the time. The central question in your life is whether you're doing this consciously or unconsciously. And the Posse of Angels is saying that the majority of people create their lives unconsciously by reacting to things that they do not want, which just brings them more of what they do not want. On one of my previous radio programs, I asked my listeners to think back over the past year. Just think, maybe you use social media, whether that's Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, the number of ways LinkedIn. How much time did you spend on social media writing posts that focused on what you didn't want? Maybe they focused on judgment. Maybe they focused on negatively putting something down. Now, all of this was energy that was put into the collective on earth of what many did not want. And we can justify and rationalize all we want to do as to why we were spending time posting against something that we did not want. But the universe doesn't know justification. It certainly doesn't know rationalizing. It only knows to bring to us more of whatever energies we choose to focus on and give our attention to. So really do. You can even go back over your feed. You know, you have the access to go back and count the number of times where you posted something that you didn't want, or that instead of posting something that was positive. Now, you know, the more I investigated hundreds and hundreds of inspirational quotes on spiritual knowledge, although they often were presented in unique and very wonderful ways, the clear majority of these quotes and spiritual knowledge contained within them, they all seemed to fall into just three categories. You know, some people say, oh, I have to get a spiritual psychology degree, or oh, I have to go to this, or oh, I have to go to that. But the more I investigated, the more all of these quotes just fell into three categories. The first spiritual category was, the wisdom was to live by is to seek the kingdom of God within. Seek the divine within yourself. All answers lie within. We don't have to look for anything outside of ourselves for the answers. I actually have written it on the back of my business brochure, and I've stated, and I am, and I was at one stage a Reiki, I'm still a Reiki master, but I taught for so many years. And on that brochure, it says, I do not teach anyone anything that they don't already know. For as spirit in human form, we already have all the spiritual knowledge and wisdom inside of ourselves that we will ever, ever need. If you have a question, yes, it's nice to go to a mentor or somebody that, you know, you can ask the question to, but ultimately, the decisions and the choices, we find them within our hearts because that's the wisdom that God placed in our soul. The second spiritual wisdom is to stay in the present moment, or again, the nanosecond of the now, because that's where all the synchronicities, the magic, and the miracles happen. I've said so many times on this program that so many of us plead and beg and cry, ask God and the angels for signs, but we keep living in the past or worrying about the future. And we miss out on those signs that God sends us that can only be accessed and seen in the present moment. And they can only be seen and then inspire us to take that inspired action for the fulfillment of those prayers. Now, just a point here that we can see the signs, but unless we take, again, that inspired action, nothing much will happen as a result of observing the signs. We have free will. And just because you see a sign doesn't mean that you're going to take inspired action toward it. Thirdly, utilize that vast wealth of imagination and creativity that is our inherent birthright and bring it forth to share it with the planet. Most people do stop themselves from utilizing their imagination and this wonderful, unlimited wealth of creativity because they keep measuring themselves by outside standards, external standards, and they forget their uniqueness and their ability to freely co-create their realities with God's source. Once you realize you are in a co-creative dance with God and the angels to bring forth the expansion of your soul and to experience the adventure of life and to be curious, then life becomes magical. It becomes like an unfolding of a treasure map. But just intellectually knowing these three important spiritual points is not enough. To access this wisdom inside us, one must be prepared to spend time on a daily practice of quiet reflection. Some people call it meditation. Some people call it like myself, going outside on my balcony and listening to the absolute brilliance and the messages of nature. As the hummingbirds speak to me and the squirrels and the little ladybugs and the bees. Now, one needs to have this daily practice of quiet in order to connect to this inner wisdom. It doesn't shout at us like a TV. It doesn't hit us over the head. It's accessed in that quiet reflection that we take time for. Now, with this newfound clarity, once we quiet the mind and we get this peace, our perceptions do start to change. We go beyond our five physical senses into the realm of our sixth sense, somebody would say, which then, because of the laws of cause and effect, the seemingly unbelievable starts to manifest in front of our eyes. This is because we start to practice the art of allowance. Now, many people know about the law of attraction, the law of cause and effect, but not as many people know about the art of and the law of allowance, allowing God and the angels to co-create limitless ways to fulfill our intentions and wishes. Now, this takes a great deal of our attention because we've been taught to control. We've been taught to force life. We need to surrender to that higher source to co-create our lives. and to co-create limitless ways to fulfill our intentions and wishes. Now, some would say that miracles would start to manifest once we release and we surrender that control. I, for one, have seen many miracles manifest because of living life according to these three major areas of spiritual knowledge. In addition, Neil Donald Walsh shares with us that miracles seldom occur in the lives of those who do not consider them possible. And I'll read that again. Miracles seldom occur in the lives of those who do not consider them possible. Isn't that interesting? Perhaps manifestation then is just a matter of, I'll see it when I believe it, rather than the old adage of, I'll believe it when I see it. By truly living and practicing these spiritual truths, we are able to tap into our pure potential as we choose to be the reflection of pure potential. Then we're open to receive miracles, because miracles are just unlimited pure potential made manifest on the physical plane. And with all the spiritual knowledge in the world, we still are human and we live in a physical reality. That's why it's so important for us to make and take inspired action toward our dreams. Because spiritual knowledge's sake, is empty. It will stay that way in the etheric without our energies behind it to give it form, to give it movement, and ability to manifest in the physical. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And just a reminder before we go to break, those books that I have been referencing can be purchased on my website. The first one, Angels of Faith. Angels of Faith is my first book, and it's about my two near-death experiences and how we are divine and we do not die. The next book is One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which speaks about my five most important past lives. They were the most important because I grew the most spiritually. And what the heck did I do in the afterlife, in heaven, Paradiso, Shambhala, across the veil before I decided to come back? And of course, its sequel is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. This is the incredible, remarkable, true experience that I had in January 11th of 2003, when there was a soul exchange and the former soul of Claire Candy walked out of her body so traumatized and in despair, and I, Angel Ariel, walked in to create heaven on earth for myself and heaven on earth for others, help others to live heaven on earth. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will be taking some of those calls for free angel readings. You want to call in to the show? Call in on 1-800-930-2819. We'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We have been speaking about the keys of spiritual knowledge and I've been sharing with you different quotes from people, from Aristotle to Jesus to Buddha to Neil Donald Walsh, many, many others. And all of these spiritual knowledge keys are distilled into just three little separate areas. Do remember that if you want to go back and listen to this show, you might have wanted to hone in on certain parts of it, then you can always go to my host page on Transformation Talk Radio and listen to this program as well as all of the archived shows. So let's go to those callers for those free angel readings. If you want to call into the show, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go cross country. Let's go to New York. Let's go to Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie. How are you today?
Hi, good, thanks. thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Good to hear your voice.
And you're good? Yeah, you sound good.
Oh, I'm glad. What's happening in your world?
Not a whole lot. I'm just sort of in limbo with a couple of things, but nothing major, nothing, traumatic, so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
At least at the moment, but I was wondering if they just had something sort of general, whether, overriding either all this, the various things that have been going on, or, something towards the future to sort of be thinking about. I just sort of had a feeling to call and ask.
Okay. All right. Actually, you said nothing much is going on. Nothing much is going on for many of us. It has been quite a time of reflection and upheaval. July had two very powerful eclipses, one on July 2nd. There was a partial, a solar eclipse, and then it was a partial lunar eclipse. Both of these were meant to shake us up and to shine a light on those things that we hadn't yet really dealt with. So there were those two things. And what we're feeling right now, a lot, and many of us, is the Lion's Gate portal on 8/8, which is a tremendous portal of energy, which is shifting consciousness on the planet, is opening people to live more in harmony, to be more conscious, and to, for that love and light quotient to increase on the planet. Now, what it's doing for us, for those of us who are living a conscious life, it's kind of putting us in a bit of a holding pattern, if you will. Yeah, which is okay, just because and there are many cards in the tarot that are about hanging around, so to speak, the hanged man and, a time of suspension, maybe the four of cups where, the cup is hanging over the person's head, but they're looking at the three cups that are spilled on the ground or the cups that are remained on the ground. Could be the five of cups. All of these cards indicate that not much is going on. And maybe we need to focus on everything being in perfection. So for you, Stephanie, could help other people as well. What I've had to do during this downtime, really, it's a not so much of a downtime. It's and then we just came out of a Mercury retrograde where, you know, see what needs to be done. Clean out those closets, clean out your desk drawers, give things away that, you know, because you don't, once we hit this 8-8 huge expansion of energy, which is changing us down to our cellular level, is, you know, we can no longer accept anything that is not in direct alignment with who we are. And so, you know, those projects that, you know, needed to be finished up and reviewed and, you know, dotted each I and crossed every T, all of those things were important. And Mercury, a lot of people don't know this, but Mercury started to go direct on July 28th, but it takes at least 2 weeks for it to get out of its big shadow. And so it really won't start its full forward motion until about August 11th to about the 15th. So not that everything in our lives is going to change from mid-August on, but take this time. That's what the Posse of Angels are saying for you, Stephanie. Take this time to review. If something were to present itself, like a job opportunity or a business opportunity or something in which you had to move suddenly, or you had to, but it would be beneficial for you, what would you be able to pack up quickly? Or would you have to, you know, start cleaning out and throwing away and giving away and all of these things? So it's getting us to really say, okay, we can feel change on the horizon. And I'm picking this up very strongly with you. You're picking this up as well, is that you know something is coming, but you really can't put your finger on what that is and what that looks like quite yet. And that's a good thing. Don't try to figure it out and don't try to second guess it. Because when we live open and we've surrendered to synchronicities, magic, and miracles being an everyday occurrence, then we certainly have to get out of our own human way in controlling life. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Stephanie. So you're exactly where you're meant to be. And just take this time to review your life. The first card that's coming out for you is the King of Wands. Now, they're saying that a King of Wands, all the court cards can either be you, which in this case it is not. This is somebody that's going to be coming in to help you. Now, just because it's a queen doesn't have to be a male. It can be a woman, can be a female character. Or a person, and they are going to present you with a career, a job, a business opportunity, and again, they want you to follow your bliss. When this gets presented to you, all you need to do is to check in with your emotional barometer. If it suddenly makes you wiggle, and I've spoken about my wiggle on the program before, if it makes you excited, go in that direction. Don't try to figure it out, but see it as something, as a fulfillment of a prayer that you have wished for in the past. And the next card that is coming out for you is, that one just flipped, is the Hermit. Now, the Hermit, a lot of people think, is just about going in a cave and sitting there and contemplating one's navel. The Hermit is more about taking your light out into the world. It is about introspection, but it's also about sharing your light. And this is an opportunity that with the King of Wands, the Hermit is saying, in this instance, the Hermit card is saying that it will be an opportunity for you to go out and to consciously share your light with others. And the next card that's coming out for you is...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Could you say that? It's an opportunity to what? Light with others?
Oh, the opportunity will present itself for you to go out and share your enlightenment, your awareness and consciousness with the rest of the planet. or with others.
Okay.
And then this card is the Star card. Wishes fulfilled. And they're saying, please have faith and don't diminish your hope just because something hasn't happened yet. But it is coming. Wish upon a star. With the 8-8 coming up, it quadruples, even more than that. It multiplies our wishes and our desires. So see yourself doing that which you love doing and feel that in your heart. So because so many of us are going to be traveling, I will pull you a Sacred Traveler's card, which I absolutely adore these cards. They're by a lovely lady by the name of Denise Lynn. And there is the box. Sorry, it's back to front, people. But so let me pull you a Sacred Traveler's card before we go on to our next caller.
Thank you.
Many of us are going to be uprooted. Many of us are going to suddenly be given this this news, and then it's going to be okay. All systems go, and then to be able to relocate and do what our soul is going to be calling us to do. Okay, this card says cleansing waters. I'm not surprised. Purification activates vibrant life force. And with the cleansing waters cards, it means take this time. Take this time to periodically take time out from your journey to seek waters for purification and renewal. Imagine yourself standing under a waterfall, imagine yourself being cleansed. Everything that's been done up till now, is the water is dissolving and washing away any limiting beliefs. Sometimes we can purify ourselves in a stream, an ocean, a mountain lake, but in a saltwater bath. Each moment there's a knowing that the water is clearing out and replacing it with shimmering, sparkling, new energy. Find ways that you can do this so that when the new comes in, you will be totally refreshed. I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You have an absolutely beautiful day. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Corinna in California. Hi, Corinna. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I don't know. They turned them in.
Oh, lovely to hear your voice. What's going on in your life? Corinna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. What's going on in your life?
Well, I'm going through an issue where I'm going through some mistrust. Mm-hmm. I know it has to do with the past, and a lot of everything you said in the first segment really triggered my call. I'm having a hard time trusting because I've been lied to in the past. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm still being lied to. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's a way for you to know about that.
Okay. All right. The reason that this issue is coming up, and I'll just verify this with the posse of angels, is because in past incarnations, you have lied to others. And you need to feel what this feels like.
Yes.
Okay. Now that you felt that, just because you need to feel it, now that you felt it, now you need to honor and respect yourself enough to draw limits and boundaries, to not engage with people who would lie to you. You are very telepathic, they're telling me. You are very intuitive. You don't have to have things spelled out to the nth degree to know when somebody does not have your best interests at heart. And they're saying that you know, if this is a friend, well, I'm not saying that it's easy to you know, have a conversation with somebody to say that, you know, you feel like they're not being truthful with you. But that's easier than dismantling a business or that you have with somebody who may be cooking the books or stealing from you, or somebody that you've, you know, that you work with when it's a work situation. So, but in any regard, it all boils down to the same thing, Corinna, is that we can no longer accept anything that is a compromise or our soul feels that we're settling for less respect and honor than we so divinely deserve.
Right. I know. And I'm feeling so paranoid. Yeah, because like my telepathy, it actually makes me feel kind of paranoid. And I'm like wondering, am I feeling paranoid because I'm going crazy and the past has tormented me and now I'm reliving it? Or is this something real? And that's where it gets really hard to distinguish when you're dealing with a liar.
Okay. So the only way that you can deal with it, don't worry about the past life stuff. But what you can do to be proactive is, and you don't even have to know what life this was from. All you need to do is to thank it, to acknowledge it, to thank it for showing you contrast, to bless it, and release it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it doesn't feel very aligned with me. I feel very out of line, and it's actually causing anxiety. It's causing a lot of physical, emotional, mental issues where I don't know if it's me, you know, going through a mental crisis, or if it's somebody that's pretty much driving me crazy.
Okay, so the only way that you can let it affect and trigger you is if you think that they should be doing something different. And what they're doing for their soul's journey, this is very difficult for many people to accept. What they're doing is perfect for their soul's journey. And so all we need to do in this situation is to bless them on their journey. We certainly wouldn't want anybody to tell us how to walk our journey. Bless them for exactly where they are. But that does not mean that we have to align ourselves with it and be in business with them or be a friend to them. And if it's a family member, spend far less time with them or, you know, have a conversation with them about how this hurts your heart. But you cannot control anybody else. But what you can control, Corinna, is your energies towards it. So first of all, I would thank it. I would thank it for bringing up these trust issues. And I would make peace with whatever part of your past, you know, had to do with lying and being dishonest. Bless that. Thank it to release it. And in this human form, this incarnation that you're in now, you really need to set boundaries and limits and to sever those ties in which you're not being respected and honored. Because I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday. They were very angry at a friend of theirs who they told them to go to a certain doctor. They're having back problems, and the person hasn't done it. And this other person cares for their friend very much, and they got in a fighting match on the phone. She called me. She's very, very upset. And, you know, I said that when you love somebody and you want the best for them, and you have the best intentions, even though they accept compromise and settling for less, I said, maybe she's got to be in this job where she's not honored and respected, and she knows she's not. Maybe she's got to be in there for another year, 2 years, 5 years, before the penny drops for her to honor and respect herself. And that's perfection for her. So we really do need to allow others to walk their journey, but not disrespect and dishonor us. And if we don't speak up and we don't show the universe that, and we don't raise the bar, and by showing the universe that we will only accept honor and respect, then they can only send us, because what we desire, and the universe always desires and brings its level up or down to us, depending on where we set the benchmark.
Mm-hmm. So yes, that's very hard when you have. I totally agree.
And it's even more difficult when you have a history of allowing people to use or abuse, or you know, to step over boundaries, or you know, to not be 100% honest with us. But when you change the rules of the game, people don't like it. But you're not doing mm-hmm. it to be liked. You're doing it to be in direct alignment with your soul's journey. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. The first card that's coming out for you is the Eight of Cups. Now, this is the walking away card. This is the walking away from whatever situation that you find yourself in. Now, there are several walking away cards in the tarot deck. This is not so much walking towards something, but this is walking away from that which doesn't serve and enlighten your soul. It doesn't make you feel good. Maybe it's time to have that conversation with that other person. Maybe it's time to sever those ties. Or if you have said something in the past, maybe the person is just not open to that, and so you need to spend less time with them or sever ties. But this is the walking away card, and that's a really important thing. And then once you walk away, what comes in is the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands is a new beginning. It's a new beginning. Usually the wands have to do with our creativity, our vision, our ideas. A lot of times it has to do with our opportunity, business, our jobs, careers, things like that. But then once you set the boundaries, then you open the doors for new beginnings to come in with people who are more honoring and more respectful for you. You know, that's, you know, the universe may seem to take away with one hand, but then it always gives us with the other hand. And the next card that's coming up for you is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands is then, once this Ace happens, this Ace of Wands, the Three of Wands is then seeing the physical manifestation of the honor and respect coming in to you. What might have been blocked before certainly will have a new avenue to reach you, because you have stopped that draining of dishonor or disrespect with those people that have been less than honest with you. I will also pull a Sacred Traveler card for you as well, since so many of us are traveling at this time. And if we're not going to be physically traveling, we could be traveling on a mental plane or an emotional plane. So these cards are lovely by Denise Lynn. So I would definitely look at ways that you can more honor and respect yourself, having those conversations. And whether this is a person or an event or something, the more that you send it unconditional love and see it as perfection in teaching you great contrast, tolerance, patience, forgiveness, acceptance, then the more that these will be the energies that help you to move on from this. Let's go to the cards and see. Distant thunder, clear the air. It's funny that Stephanie got cleansing waters and you got clear the air. And clearing a distant thunder. Distant thunder in this case is talking about clearing those things in order for you to bring more honor. And it says, on the distant horizon, a storm is brewing. Great shards of lightning are thundering. It can feel chaotic, but it heralds a time of renewal. The thunderstorm clears the dust out of the air and re-energizes the earth. Please be open to change. It's all good, even if it doesn't feel like it. New energy can only flood in when old energy is released. Examine your life and see if there's anything that needs to be cleared, renewed, and released. Now is the time. Renewal and even rebirth is at hand. So that is absolutely perfect for your situation, Corinna. And I hope all of that has been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much. It really did help.
Okay.
One more note
for myself and the Posse of Angels. Please be kind and gentle to yourself.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I will.
Sending you lots of love. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who listens and recommends and refers the show. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, to order my remarkable books. And remember, everyone, to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. I'm wishing you love and certainly angel blessings. Take care, everyone. I'll see you again next week. Bye.